Time to say hello to Dr. Peter Dautry, the weed specialist for Texas AgriLife and Texas Tech, on the way to fly in the sky today, right?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Where are you headed to today?
I have a meeting in Denver, Colorado for the Weed Science Society of America.
Well, you just may have heard a minute ago, 100 degrees yesterday for Denver's high. That is the first time this year they've hit 100, but looks like more of that coming up this week up in that mile-high city.
Yes, I was initially excited. I thought maybe I could escape the heat, but I saw that exact forecast as well. So I guess might be spending more of my time indoors.
Well, the weeds are doing well over here on the Panhandle South Plains. So what are you seeing out in your part of the country?
Well, I guess I would say overall pretty pleased with what I've seen. I think a lot of growers have been, you know, on top of their weed management program. I don't, you know necessarily all the details, but I'm convinced that, you know, folks that started clean, you know, we're using residual herbicides, whether it be, you know, something pre-plant incorporated or something at plant, and then followed by some, you know, timely foliar sprays with residuals. So I feel like that, you know, gives folks the best chance to be successful. Small weeds much more easily controlled than larger weeds. You know, I think humidity, for the most part, has kind of been on our side, similar to last year, which just helps some of our foliar sprays, you know, work better. You know, in general, I feel like we've had some, you know, rainfall to help activate the pre's in some areas that received, you know, a lot of rain. I think, you know, they've been dealing with some multiple flushes. But again, overall, just, you know, pretty pleased with what's happened. And then, I guess just a complete general observation. I feel like, you know, if folks weren't able to be timely for whatever reason, and we do that in some of our small plot work, I just think bigger weeds are that much more difficult to control, and oftentimes would require a follow-up spray to achieve control of most of those. So that's kind of, I think, in general, what's been happening on the cotton side.
Are you on the docket up there to speak at this conference in Denver?
No, I'm not. This is just a summer board meeting. So we plan for our annual conference in February, and this gives us a chance to take care of society business and then start looking at the hotel and figuring out, you know, rooms that will, you know, satisfy various requirements for what really is a fairly large meeting. At this summer board meeting, you know, we've got, you know, representatives on the board that serve as liaisons to, you know, EPA, USDA, various regional societies. So we just, a good opportunity to kind of gauge what's going on in Washington, see what maybe some of their needs might be, certainly trying to pay attention to, you know, some policy issues that are happening or will be happening soon. So it's a very informative board that shares information for us that then can kind of go back to our home areas and distribute some of that information.
So any new herbicides on the horizon for these guys to use out here? Or are we using the same stuff?
Well, I guess short answer, it's the same stuff, but I guess I'll say, of course, you know, we've got, you know, those new 2-year labels for approved dicambas. So not new, but, you know, new for this year. We continue to look at some new germplasm from BASF, where a couple of new cotton herbicides, Elite ISO and Elite Top, possibly could be labeled. I know the comment period, you know, finally opened for those two active ingredients. Folks are certainly encouraged to make comments about those products. I think the comment period ends July 27th, although just yesterday I heard a rumor that possibly could be extended. So, you know, maybe some new actives for use in cotton, I know Bears got some new germplasm and we're starting to work with them. But as far as anything, you know, this year, other than dicamba, it's really been just relying on chemistries that have brought us to this point.
Well, high input costs continue to be an issue with producers across the country, so you got to really watch your dimes and pennies when you're getting out there spraying, because that stuff ain't cheap.
That's 100% true. I feel like, you know, there are effective recipes from to control weeds from start to finish, but some of those just require lots of inputs, and we've certainly tried recently to almost investigate what we're calling, you know, two input systems. You know, from the start, we're thinking we're only going to do this twice. And we've got some two input systems that start at plant and then, you know, followed by whenever that plant chemistry breaks with something, hopefully to burn down weeds and provide residual activities. And then we've kind of done that same two input system, but not starting until very early post-emergence. So if nothing is done, and as the cotton's coming out of the ground, the weeds are coming out of the ground right with the cotton, and then kind of starting that first input then. And we're 2 years into these investigations, and I feel like we've seen pretty good success, and we've seen some chemistries that just don't last as long, you know, require that follow-up input pretty quickly. I think last year, maybe things a little drier. I think we were able to get to the end of the year with a lot more success. This year, so many of our chemistries have been, you know, breaking with the rainfall. And I just think some of these two input systems just really aren't going to bring us to the end like we had hoped.
What's the ideal temperature for these guys to spray at? Because when it gets too hot, things don't work too good.
So yes, as I listen to your forecast and I'm thinking, you know, those that have weed problems today, you know, stressed weeds just aren't controlled very well. Herbicides have a specific job that they do, and if that plant is stressed and if whatever that function is that the herbicides inhibit, if that's not happening, they're just not going to be very effective. So, you know, earlier in the year, when I guess the temperatures fluctuate, you know, from cool to hot, I think, you know, trying to time our sprays maybe a little bit early when weeds aren't quite so stressed, if that's a possibility. Of course, we're always looking out for temperature inversions and, you know, wind speed direction and sensitive vegetation downwind. But, you know, all else being equal, you know, I feel like if we can be making applications, I, 80, 85 degrees would, you know, probably be ideal. You know, as we get to, you know, 100 degrees and 100 degrees plus, these products just don't perform the same under those conditions.
What about spraying this morning when it's 66? Is it still going to be kind of a waste of time because it's going to heat up to 100 degrees?
You know, again, I'm hoping lots of, you know, weed control inputs have already happened, but if folks are still, you know, fighting weeds, I mean, 66 degrees is going to be far better than waiting until it's 100, 105. I think there's opportunities for those herbicides to be taken up, hopefully a chance to inhibit what they're supposed to inhibit before that stress occurs. You know, then maybe tonight and kind of cycling back to tomorrow morning as those weeds kind of, you know, perk up again, still opportunities for those herbicides to work. So, you know, foliar sprays just challenged at this time of the year. You know, residual sprays, you know, folks will say the best weed to control is the weed you can't see. So, you know, I know there's still opportunities for products to have activation through the soil, and hopefully, you know, in many instances, we just don't see those weeds and have to rely on our foliar sprays.
So how long is your conference in Denver this week?
A pretty short conference. Meeting starts tomorrow morning, and we meet all day tomorrow, half day Thursday. I'll be back in Lubbock by the end of the day on Thursday, and heading to look at some peanut trials and cotton trials on Friday.
Sounds good. Dr. Peter Dautry with us, weed specialist with Texas AgriLife and Texas Tech. Give out your contact there and let people know how to get a hold of you and safe travels.
Yeah, thank you so much. Email address is always a good start. Peter.Dautray, Dautray, at ttu.edu. And an office number, 806-723-8410. And do my best to return emails and phone calls promptly.